Dobro, da je dala što mora Čehra. Bata Hrvod šalom bo. Ki dvoši da što je šalom bo Čehra meni bar. U evo ha hejt. What the term that Acher means, it opens some question. In current Hebrew, we speak about Acher two senses. Either to postpone willfully, you have a debt due by a certain date, and you ask the bank for an extension, you ask the IRS for an extension. That's one meaning of Mibachir. The other is not to postpone but to miss. You're late for a class, you're late for a boat, for an airplane. You missed the boat. This is an interesting question. It deals with two aspects of human nature. But the point of departure for this afternoon, I touch briefly upon another aspect. In the same pasuk, which is a bit ambiguous. What is defined as an ichud? How much? An hour, a day, a week, a month, a year. There's no indication in the pasuk. And one of the suggestions which I've asked on other occasions has been that this in terms will depend upon how you interpret the term Acher. If Acher is to miss, we know the proverbial expression that miss is good as a mile. If it means to postpone willfully, well, that perhaps a long period of time might suffice. There is a more shunner, first of all, the Rechlesa Tanoim with regard to this issue. How much Yichur la'achilot ha'achil? By and large, the halacha is that we have two foci for the delay, delay for the postponement. For one, if you missed the first Yom Tov, Kabbalah is bound up with Yom Tov. If you missed the first Yom Tov, that is very nisal. Another view, you have to miss not one Yom Tov, but three Yom Tov. Both spread, I say, the two foci. The right of the cover of time, there are two elements. One is misase, in a positive sense. Then there's the lav, the letachel of Tishabro. So, as far as being on target, with the assay is concerned, that's the first opportunity to get. First Yom Tov comes along, you have to be the call for that Yom Tov. And if you're there on Purim, and you wait until Shavuos, you miss Pesach in between, and that becomes mitzvah assay in a positive way. As far as the Lysa said, the law is concerned, the prevalent psak is that only three of the Golem constitute a whole cycle, the annual cycle, only that is considered an Ichur. Now, further, one additional step. The three that we're talking about is simply a quantitative element, whatever the sequence may be, sheer temporal delay is an ichul. At that point, we've made the difference whether if you start the calculating a year for Pesach, you miss Pesach, Suras, and Sukkos, that's an ichul. Or whether if you start counting the year from Tishrei, also 3 Yom HaTovim, you miss the boat. Or, take another example, if there was Yitzhak Golem, that's simply 3 units of the Golem, a sequence. A sequence would then depend from when you start the year. The year itself, as you know well, starts certain purposes according to the Golem. In other words, the first regel is Pesach. For other purposes, the year starts Rosh Hashanah. Through spices, all the elements. So we have a chesed of Tanoim, not necessarily how you count the year, but how you define wherever you count the year from, how you define Ichu. Shiva thinks that a sequence of 3 Yom HaTovim, that's the year. Chachamim think sequence is immaterial as long as you have 3 units. Now, one of course might add another suggestion. Neither of these. But you have to count with the Gemachos Meisleis, meaning if you was Zivul Nissen, you made the Neda, until the next Zivul Nissen rolls around, you're not be back here yet. But the basic positions that I indicated just a moment ago, namely that you need a year of Regalim. Except that the question is, what costs the year for a golem? Start from when, and you count the golems themselves, or full calendar year from regular to regular, from 1 year to the next. What is the basis of this calendar year, 3 year golem? Here we have 2 standards I wish to calibrate, to calculate the full year. Again, assuming you don't quite make late, for some purposes you quite make late, regardless of all the... No, you've got to see. How do we get to the Gimel Golem here? This brings us, which is after Shavuos here, to be introduced to the third mode of describing Shavuos. Here we see in a moment the 3 different views which we encounter. The Ramban
holiday or
school of sports? Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit to see if it takes to the Pasuk Mishpatim. But at the Pesach, and events surrounding it, or the standards which define for what is to be counted, but that tells not to be fooled. And the two elements of the right to Pesach, one is Shabbat Chodesh Aviv, to be a spring Yom Tov. In other words, in step, in lockstep, some seasonal corrective factors. On the other hand, and this is the significance of Chesed Elohim, the shift from counting from Rosh Hashanah to where it's there, the Bria is counted from there, and moving from natural time to historical time. History being defined for person Halacha as that which concerns the events of Knesset Yisrael. However, the Mesel of the account, the right account, the amount account, and the extent that they ask us about Halacha, we start with the account. Klai Yisrael, Chayisra Chayim Shem Shosh. But in any event, what we have here is an account of two elements. With nature and with history. The Pesach is a significant date. It's one sense as being start, as it were, of the agricultural year. Not fully so, because I swear at the time that it's different. So at the time, sowing was begun in the winter season, and the spring should get chayakotzil, the shuas. But broadly speaking, the chayakotzil year, when you begin to till the field, try to work it in a way that you buy produce, that begins after Pesach, you know, in the winter. Then you begin to play for rain, etc., etc. That's one aspect of the Pesach. And the other, that was certainly in our present mindset, is by far the more dominant, the central one. We speak of Pesach not as an eye to agricultural matters. It's the finest Chesh Aviv. And part of the halachas involving Kiyush Chesh, Yibur Shana, how you tilt the year so we don't lapse into what the Muslims have, where you have off in the middle of winter. So based on our mindset, the historical Pesach, it says Mitzrayim, everything revolves around that. We count this initially, of course, in Parshas Bo'i, but it runs through Bo, Shalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim, begin to encounter the triad. Of Mezim or Koli, Mezim Smanim. So some mention a little bit of leak and also the subject of Achleish Athanoim, as to whether Tzadeh was talking about Shmita of a Shabbos. Pidas is made, but it says, Chayamatzot Tishmo, Shvet Yomim, Tuchamatzot, Kasher Tzviticha, Zemoyet Chodesh Aviv, כמו יצאתי במצרים, ויהיו פני ריקם. And then you have a capsule with a single pasuk, very fast, Tzchei Shaviv, and כמו יצאתי במצרים. What about Shavuos? What about Sukkos? They throw it in short shrift. חג הציב יקווה מהסכר, אשר יצרה בסדר, חג האסיף בצד השנה, בהסמכה מגודלך ומגבלך. סיום יום יצדוס, תנדי יום טוב, נת יד נמל שבועס, שוזלי לבן, סל כיסיסו, עשה ויקרו, But there's reference to it. And in due time, if we have patience, we can learn that there is a coincidence between Chag HaTzir and Chag HaShavuot. But the initial introduction is Chag HaTzir. That may prove surprising to some, but our man senses that we're in for another surprise. See, the Chag HaTzir. What is sotto voce included in that phrase? Chag HaTzir. One or two things. You have a definite article here. The. The what? Sometimes we have two words like that, generally you should say. We have two words in Tanakh and subsequently as well. You say Zishun. So Israelis are going to say Habit Kneset, Habit Sefer. They're all wrong. They don't know Hebrew well. It's not the only mistake they make, but this is one of the ones. Correctly, you should say the definite article with the second word. Beit HaSefer, Beit HaKneset, Beit HaMikdash. And Chag HaTzir. But then I'm going to ask, never mind the linguistic question, was that Rambam was able to live? But he says you have a definite article that implies that it's known, it's there already. He doesn't say have at the time of Katsir, have a yomtiv, have the yomtiv, and the go with the second word. That's how you should read the pasuk. But that does not make sense if we have already learned all about Shavuos, whether in history, in Asia, wherever you want. But then you know all about the Yeshurim, you know the works. And now Tzur comes along and says, you know, that Chag HaKosin, I told you all about two settlers back. This is what you should do there, this is what you should make, these are the laws which should not prevail. Is that what we count as the pasuk? To have experienced the Chag HaKosin, if we ever know all about it, we know there's a Chag HaKosin in this world. We've been educated towards that, we've internalized it, another Torah adds with regard to this Chakotzir, the celebration of harvesting, that should be such a manner, such a time, such conditions. And first is the Ramban, so you jump the gun. We don't know anything at all, but we've never heard of Chakotzir. All we know about is Pesach. And take advantage of our blight for ignorance. Test says, go ahead. The Chakotzir, when it should be and how it should be. This question was raised by the Ramban. Was raised another way by the Netziv. And the third way, the person whom we don't know much halacha, named Rabbi Yalik. Rabban says, we speak of the Tevim, we have a dual cycle. There's one cycle of Yom Tovim which are based on a sound sequence. It says Mitzrayim, Anter, Sukkot, Sojourn in the Midbar. That's one cycle. And this cycle also, each unit, this triad, has a dual position. It has independent significance. If you only had Pesach without Matan Torah, that's what we see in the Dayenu. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it is part of a sequence, historical events, and we should say that Agoda, we ask ourselves, what would have been Ilu, the son of Mitzrayim, and we didn't have the Torah, we didn't have Israel. We said, Ayenu, but if we're a little sharp, a little bright, if you're very young, you ask your father, your mother, what's the story, what's going on with you? What's the big reason you leave Mitzrayim and be stuck somewhere? So each Yom Tov is celebrated in its own right, but at the same time, it's part of a sequence. But says the Ramban, that applies to the historical cycle. What about the agricultural element? So that in effect says the Ramban, the Torah is not yet introduced. Here we learn that the existence of the Ramban, three of them, grounded in the agricultural cycle. And the reference we made with Chakotzir B'Kriya Ba'Secha, not this, you could see it as a separate Yom Tov. No, this is the preface here, Chakotzir, Chagat Asif, where these are the terms that we use, Chag Shavuot is all used later on. Here the focus is upon the agricultural element, and agriculturally speaking, economically speaking, one element without the others, no cigar. What's the big leak? You planted, sowed, and worked like a dog. And then, the big leak that you have, it's working either all right away over the summer, or be carried away by a flood, That's the bonus you get. That's a kodesh celebration. Celebration is related to the totality of the sequence. From beginning to end, from the initial inception of the agricultural season, where the post-Sukkot is planting, until its culmination, we go out for vacation, go to the Bahamas if you can afford it. As soon as it comes around, there's a Shul Yom Kippur, Haggos. I'm not quite supposed to have it. There's a Yavar, the Ramban there. There's a man of this was tied to the לדעתי לא מייסכם לא מייסכם בכתוב בשם הידיעה זה דפן הרקל כי לא ציווה בהם ולא יזכירה מה זה אתה וראו שיאמר ועשית חג קציר בקורי מעשיך נדבי חג קציר באיך חג קציר כאשר אמר אז יותר עושה פרש ישראל משנה תורה ועשית חג שבועות השם אלוקיך ואולי perhaps it's a Ramban this אולי is one of the marvels of the Ramban. The Ramban is full of conjectures, speculations of all kinds of several balls he throws up in the air at the same time. אולי perhaps it's a Ramban. Grammatically it's a guess, but it's much more than a guess. ואולי בעבור שאמר שלוש שירים תראו לי בשנה הוא פירש את הרמצות שישמרו בחודש האביב שישמור לעשות חג בתחילת האביב חזר ואמר ואחר רס יום טוב תשמור שיהיה חג קצור בגורי מעשיך והשלישי את ה-third יום טוב תשמור שיהיה חג האסיף בצד השנה והנה כולם all three באספו כל מעשיו מן השדה לתת בהם הודעה לאלוקים שהוא שומע חוקות שמיים מוציא לכם מן הארץ להשביע נפש רקיקה ונפש רעבה מן הטוב וזה טעם פסת הפרע דו השם שם שהוא האדון המפרנס עבדיו וכולם פרס ברכה יבוא אליו לראות ביצבים this ties in he says with the בעל הרגל and says the Ramban so it says here it was the three lumps it together, the sequence. And then once you're told that the sequence, so if you have a little better, there has to be a little better somewhere. That's what you have subsequently. Now, Ramban doesn't say that's the only thing that you have. He explains this, particular pasuk, and taking in conjunction the earlier psukim, which deal with Yom Tov, Yom Tovim visually, Pesach being the first, which indeed has a dual nature, Shavuos, which was not as yet habit, the Torah doesn't mention what the date is. But the difference in the nature of the character of the celebration is that Pesach begins immediately with the Sabbath element. Shavuos is introduced to us as if we should know it. You have a Yom Tov. You have it within a certain temporary cultural season, by all means. It's spaced about in a certain way. When you plant, when you cut, when you harvest. This is what the Rabban tells us here. I mentioned, said the other views, which we suggested in the same vein. When I was a young boy, first time I read Galik's essay in Halakha Bagada. So there he has a reference, this is a masculine in him, that essentially how you get to Shavuos, it had been some pagan agricultural festival, and then we, the Klesis Yisrael, so just used it in something else. Chasvul either. Or the Nassim, there's something similar. Not identical, but similar. The Nassim, maybe in this parasha, is it still your computer too? Tziv says that indeed it had been initially, and it was to be, an agricultural festival. So the agricultural Shavuos Sefer. As, says the Tziv, all agricultural societies, communities have. They all have such a festival. But that's Israel, not content only to wait with the agricultural component, there's Manter, which precedes, but the end result for the Nassiv, in even sharper vein than the Ramban, you end up with a two-headed Hydra, a Yom Tov, which has a natural component, agriculturally speaking, economically, sociologically, another which has a spiritual and religious halachic dimension. And so if we ask about the Acher, how many Yomtov is that? Three, without paying attention to the sequence, or the three as the total, how many Yomtov you've missed. So if I think in terms of this parasha detail, we've got Shavuos, that's what Shimon says. Although not necessarily so, maybe Rabbi Shimon, even thinking in historical terms, also has a sequence. History also has a certain rationale and movement. But then, according to Rabbi Shimon, certainly, if we think in terms of the agricultural festival, we certainly understand that. Tanakame, perhaps yes, perhaps no. But if we learn this parasha, these couple of psukim here properly, then we're introduced to an understanding not just for this pasuk. The definite article here gives the insight into the structure of Mani Margolin generally. And this sense pervades other aspects of how we observe Mani Margolin. B'dan Rosh Hashanah, how we complete the bracha, Melech HaKol HaRetz, Kedesh Yisrael, Vazmanim. Vazmanim? No. B'yom HaZikaron, Yom Kippur, B'yom HaKippurim. So why Pesach Shavuot and Sukkos Hazmanim in Tefillah, Hazmanim in Kiddush? This question was raised by Baruch Epstein, the author of the Pirush Tzvim and Chumash. He throws out a conjecture which some people like, some people don't like. He says it's just a typographical error of sorts. Initially, according to his conjecture, he said on the side, Kaddish Yisrael, on the side was a note. There's man in, he's a man filling in basically the same. Chagabatzes, Shuvah, the same Chagabatzes, Mamat, and Tarasain, etc. So that in the Nusuch which we have, and his reading is an erroneous one. We don't like to have errors of that kind. And there was a young boy, the Shiva Putas Khadivakha, I was in Kabbalah at the time. He wouldn't even quote the Torah Tzvima. I found out about Zorov. But the people who knew about the Torah Tzvima, he told me it was Epicursus. Of course, a different mahalach, which he tied in with the Mishnah Megillah, which talks about Parshin Emot, but Torah Tamadim, taking it as one complex. And here again, you have the Gimel Golem because of the private sequence. You have Kippur Rosh Hashanah, in a certain sense, the sequence, but very, it's very different from the unifying element which conjoins the Gimel Golem. Why have I waited till the after Shavuos to discuss this with you? Some Bachur comes to Yeshiva, and either in terms of their own sensibility or whatever they've committed to the Bnei Shleilim, whatever they've committed to their parents, go for a year. A year? It's a year now, right? That's since you came here. When will be a year? He was special, but he was special. So I can only get cash here for a year. So my youngest daughter, when she was young, used to say that the Bachim Yeshivas in America, for America today, after Rosh Chodesh June, they have difficulty learning. I hope that's not the correct interpretation. But in the mindset of many of you, a year starts with the special and ends with not the Shreis June, but somewhere in that vicinity. But there's something incomplete about that. Something incomplete. A person could learn for more than a year, say 1 year at least. But the year itself should be somewhat truncated. ends up chopping away. Sometimes it begins, sometimes it's the end. We don't want to truncate. She don't want to truncate. But we know life being what it is. We know the other factors, the other obligations, the other commitments, and the other kinds of calculations which have to do with future careers and whatnot. But let us not think of a year, 9 months, 10 months. So there is some legitimacy doing that. That's the Ramban either end, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochanan. No, that's not Rav Shimon, it's otherwise. The Meshem is a provider. There's never a year called Toiv that runs the cultural cycle. The Meshem is providential, Hashgacha, directing history. That could run for Pesach Sukkos. And to another is Malachi, where that sensitivity is entered. Certain areas of Avelis requires Yirul Golim. There are two questions Yirul Golim comes up. How they count it. So let us leave, we're leaving with a sense, and that's before dessert. Yes, sir, of the Maggid. My marshal was these two kapsonim who were invited out to say the Pesach night. And the Nebuch, they meet the next day, discuss how it went. Diametrically opposed accounts of what transpired. One of them says, "Why the sale of business? Talk. Leave a breckle of half a radish, and then you have to talk a lot more." Yeah, hungry I am. And the other one says, "That's what you did, fool that you are. You left just before they served the main course. You don't want to leave before the main course." So I'm not so naive. I know some of the main course, much of it should have been served, and many of you have certainly, most of you have learned very well. And it's something which you deserve credit. Maybe you should deserve some credit too. So we'll be given a break. It's a year which is not quite a year. It's something we want to experience, not because we love to get away. And we'll have to have the season finish, you know, it's not quite finished. But because we recognize, in many respects legitimately, the needs, the pressures, and the long-range plans that we have. But at the same time, let us see to it that experientially, inwardly, the year is continuing, and we have all much time to learn during the summer. I see much time learning next year. So the calendar fools us a little bit. Maybe we think we fool the calendar. But the bottom line is the capacity deal with time optimally, maximally, see to it that we derive the maximum benefit for ourselves, for the yeshiva, the Torah, to whose learning we're committed and of which we're enamored. So far, Chaya Katsir uses the term which tells you that Shavuos here. Later on, Kisisa begins to talk about Chashivot, but we get up to Mishpatim, we have Katsir. I want to say something further about the element of Katsir, of Shavuos, and not one but two elements. Shavuos is not just a Katsir, it's a particular Katsir. We just sit loose, if you didn't fall asleep in the middle, what Katsir was it? I know you didn't grow up in a kibbutz, you don't know exactly when the seasons are. One thing you know, that not all crops ripen at the same time. The primary Katsir that's mentioned in Yasuz that's the quality wheat, quality grain. En passant, at one point, reference is made also to a lesser kind of katsir, katsir of sorim, barley. The difference between Chitim and Ksorim, I'll deal with them fully later on. But first, was there something by the nature of Katsir per se? If as a farmer you are contemplating the agricultural aspect of what we call it, where do you find that something more dynamic is taking place, more meaningful, more productive, more result-oriented, and not simply the investment of time and effort? That's just simple. Chalish, the Torah Chalish speaks, of course, plowing and not so much of sowing, but the Gemara Shabbos explains that at times the Tanna, when he wants to speak about Chalish, uses the Zered and vice versa, because one without the other is no significance. But in terms of the effort that's involved, both Chalish and Zriah, these are the early blockers of Tzudu the Pas, Masel Shabbos. You have to sweat. Sweat to plow, sweat to plant. And maybe you can, will sing or will not sing as you move the plow. But the assumption of that pasuk in Tehillim is, of course, that the Zriya is Bedima. With effort, at times thankless effort. There's something of that. In Sukkot, Chag HaAsif, where hopefully there's not much of a dima. I got to see if the Parsha of Bikurim is all about. And Bikurim can only be brought in a time of simcha, of joy, of Shalach Vedet Ben Shleilam. But somewhere along the continuum, at various stages, at various phases, of one's agricultural labors, it's Chaya Katsil. I'm very far from farming myself, but I gather that much less effort in cutting, even before you had agricultural mechanical plows, much less effort in being kitzer, partly because the physical level is different, partly because one's mood is different. You harvest, you rejoice. So on the whole, though, it's relatively passive. It's all there waiting to be cut. It's all there. The gifts of the Ben Shleilam, using natural sequences and natural processes to activate his will. All you have to do is sit down, bring your scythe, and cut. And indeed, there's a certain passivity to it. If we think purely of the Chaya Katsil and less of Matan Torah. And by and large, for us certainly, because we have outlived, as it were, historically, the nation, the agricultural element. For us, Matan Torah Seinu, that sweeps away all of the associations, all of the experiences, all of the memories. Maybe if we ignore that element of multi-generational historical experience, inherently, considers certainly less cumbersome, less demanding, less challenging than any of the others. To a certain extent, we associate historically Shavuos, not just the agricultural phase, the several element. I want to go into the questions to why historically we've associated with Shavuos the Rashi Nater. Based on some view to that, I want to see about Sikha that. But leaving that aside, what we experience as Shavuos needs that effect of evolution that Pesach and Sukkot should reflect. Whether the Tevuah in the bank, or the Tevuah still in the field, you can't eat it, it's yet in either case. Not that often, practically you can't eat it. You have greater access. But access is always future potential. As of the moment, access until it's actualized gives you nothing. So the passivity, Shavuos. of course, first of all, you give a spiritual identity nationally, individually. Just have access to Torah is more than having a lot of wheat at the table. But even at that plane, when Torah describes how this is going to experience about the Torah, it's a multifaceted experience. Surely one of the dimensions is fear, anxiety. They sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go off, negotiate with the Bnei Shleilam. They will, meanwhile, wait. So in a sense, Chaya Kotzir, which does not quite enrich us in a practical sense, in a realization of what we acquire, is something we need to create on our own. To take this Chaya Kotzir, the right of history and agriculture. This is one aspect of the Chaya Kotzir, with an eye to the secondary nature, sedentary nature, Chag Shavuos. And one therefore challenges us in a way that other Yom Tovim perhaps do not. Pesach has certainly its passive quality. I thought that he should be a Bavokia, a way to be locked up over there. But by and large, courage, the bravery, something we think has missing a Pesach. And we think about it, as Chazal described it, Mishchu Kulachem, Shakti HaPasach, Pesach, which is the idols, objects of worship of the Egyptians, it sort of required a great deal of guts. Sukkos, at the end, of course, much more passive. And yet, given the duration, it might have been very passive. But instead of being 40 days, 40 years, a sense of joy, celebration, that's all muted. But the passivity, I think, is most keenly felt if we do not exert ourselves, if we do not sharpen our loins, if we do not strive, do not dream, and simply let the day boil away. Chaya Kotzir does not provide much reason for celebration at that point. But down the road, if you spend a month or two cutting, your bank deposit will increase. But fundamentally, the passivity, as only the duration of the Chag, well, that's a factor too. So I thought it's one day, and Balei HaKabbalah said to Zohar that it's a tail end of Pesach. As Aspir Vatzeres, that the terminology is used when we go to Pesach, to Shavuos. So it is in a minor key. If it's in a minor key, we have to see to it should be the major key. In this respect, there's another factor, I think, which touches upon some halachic elements related to Shavuos, with an eye to what that was already mentioned previously. What is this being cut? I don't know what the degree of familiarity is with halachas of Chavos Aminim. Broadly speaking, there are five species of grain which are defined as the raw material for many areas of halacha. Whether for making bread or another issue which do not relate necessarily to lechem as such. But lechem has two meanings in the Tanakh. Sometimes it means your food, sometimes it means your bread. All five, and Mishnah has to deal with this issue, Mishnah Chalad, Mishnah Menachos, other places as well, all five are included in the list. And if you only learned the Mishnayos, you may be misled into thinking that indeed they're all of equal stature. It's like cornflakes and rice krispies. It's all about taste. But this is elements of halacha should dictate otherwise. Mishnah Seita, says that you dulled immediately the import of this. In case you missed it, here's the tale last week. You still catch it. Those things which come to Achitim and are saved from wheat from barley. Misha says that all menachos come from wheat, not barley. The exception, one being Seita, the other being Micha Seima, and the same the Kovash is brought at the beginning of the Eva sequel. Second day is Pesach, and Seita. The common denominator between those two is they both have a certain inferiority about them. The common of a Seita, let's hope that she's innocent. But to be suspected, to be accused, it's an important woman of demeaning experience. Probably your husband's also a debilitating experience. And to explain is that the vaina, which is meant to enrich the carbon, is not having the right to say it. Micha Seima likewise, it's a pre-season korban. what respect? Normally speaking, Corbanus season of Korban, it's wheat, that's the main staple, and that appears in the Shavuos time. But earlier, it isn't quite ripe yet. It's not fully tasty yet. If you want to sort of buy it, it's probably expensive. But the grapes that you could have bought here 2 weeks ago. That's the other compliment we're saving. Unless the calendar development, the timing, that impress you. There's a place where it's shading, it's about to go by Menachos. Korban, whether a mincha or a zevach, or an animal leg, or an animal part, is supposed to be brought with certain kavanas in mind. Not just the general kavana of Kibitzis kavana, but specific elements which focus upon the source and the ultimate destiny of the Korban. The Mishnah Menachos in Zvachim Mevav Med Beis lists six different things. The two primarily are for the Korban. Which Korban is it? To what end? For what purpose? Is it Eilah? Is it Shlomim? Is it Chagas? Is it Loshom? If you have a Korban which you designate it to be an ashram, and the Kohen then is makhnev it as it were chatos, that's a Shiri Hashem, and some Korbanos the Korban is possible, altogether the other Korbanos is not possible, but it, you chiyuv to be a proper Korban. Menachos similarly, you have the same issues, the same problems. Now, on the face of it, we would have assumed that all Korbanos need to have properly designated a Shinui Hashem, which means a change in the identity of the Korban, or Shinui Bailim, a change in the identity of the person who brings the Korban, should disqualify, or should at least Chatchila disqualify every Korban. Says Gemara Menachos, the favorite base, what it says there. Types of Korbanos. Yes, you've got other things. Korban which is brought from raw material which is fit for a korban. And there are different views of the Shanim with regard to this as to what this means. I'll go into the details of that. But just glance at Rashi and I'm likewise to get back to Mishnah Seita. That was a beautiful Rashi. Oh, yeah. Okay. Rashi explains this is the exclusions. Payment base of Melchus. Maybe Shor Avodah or Avodah means the person who's bringing the korban. So the Petrol Avodah, he's qualified to do the Avodah. The exclusion of someone who's not coming to Israel, or he's a Bamum, or the other things. Alright, that's never said of Sue. What a Dover Royal Avodah. That which is qualified to be not the Maki, but the Korn. So Rashi says, the Royal Avodah, Kyo Minchat Chitin, Abba Minchat Omer, Shesorim, Enaruya, El Avodazo, Bilvad. Mechseirim is one of the menaches, but only fit for that as a deviation, as I mentioned, as I explained before. Rashi says, and what about Mechseita? That's Bamechseirim. See, Rashi goes further and the contradistinction to what he assumes with regard to Mechaseiva, it's a mincha in the full sense of the term, but a mincha was said it's a pre-season sale. So, you had a break, as it were, soon. Mechaseiva is Rashi, it's not even a mincha, properly speaking. Even Shum Mechaseota, Lavru Yai Mechaseota, כאמך בשל אוי אומר גרס ועוד רב עבודה היא לברר עבון קואסיה והי דפסת בחשבה במחק נאות בשביל רחמון קאי חטאת דבר לא הייתי לתקוע את רשי זה דוד רוב שפה מסוירים are not properly speaking the ideal mincha or possibly any mincha at all. If you look at the Rambam, similar Mahalach which I would reject like Dalad or Yim Ptura Mekdoshin says it has to be on something which is Royal Avoda. Royal Avoda Kitsa. You had to Omer. שנעשה שלא לשמוע, לשלול שם שלא לשמוע אינה פסולה, כתב את נגוזת סייטר זמור, Based on this, in the Mishnah Seita, the Mishnah Seita says that Chitim Seirim are guided Lachem in all the Mishnahs I mentioned to you, with regard to Chometz, with regard to Chaseres, with regard to the Isav Chodosh, all of those mentioned. And yet the Mishnah says these are eaten by people, but fundamentally they are not human for human consumption. It's a Mechel Behemah. That term needs to be taken in this connection, of course, with more than a grain of salt. Because that which is purely a Mechel Behemah, all the Halachot to Mbataira, all the things used to that Mishnah, none of that is applicable. But this is essentially something which is fit, which is geared, diverted to normally should be for animal consumption, and it's expropriated, as it were, by the human world. Someone eats Mahashur and Mecha Behemah, it eats like a behemoth. That's what the Mishnah says over there in Seita. It's a remarkable halacha. One end you are told, read off of the Mishnah. You're told it's not Mecha Adam. And all the laws of Mechel Adam apply. You bow for Shulchan Meisles, etc., etc. So that's a dual character. At a great extent, it's a question of what you do with it. That should be self-evident that the reverse should also be true. You can take a Mechel Behemah and eat it as if it were human consumption. You can take a Mechel Adam and eat it as if it were a Behemah. Shmuel is the cutoff point between Chizm and Seirim. The Mishnah says in the Zechus that some Chesed obeys that if you bring a Kolm, not for your own consumption, but to Mikdash, so the cutoff point for Achila, personal human consumption, is Pesach, the second day of Pesach. But if you want to bring it for a korban, then you have to wait till Shavuos. Shavuos is the movement from the animal world, and human the animal world, to the human world. The higher kotzir, passive as the kotzir may be, secondary as it may be, is both symbolically and substantively an aspect of how we relate to that nature which the Rosh has given us. That which begins to with substance and meaning, which always prosperity and satiety, all that is chitim. Chitim is Shavuos. And Ayamim is Pasi Rus, you make it see chitim. That's what Shavuos is all about. So Shavuos has this respect to dual character. On the one hand, it's kotzer. It doesn't matter very much if you can be passive. Wait till it's the dry season. It'll be very quick. On the other hand, the need and the ability to amend to suit nature, to celebrate the Yeshua of set of Alushan Akhav, Mesir Yeshua. Everything is given to human consumption, human control. It's that that's symbolized by Shavuos. Shavuos on its agricultural side, but at the same time, part of the challenge Shavuos represents in the conjunction of two very different elements, that is the message for us too. Meshes is, can we lead human lives, or can we reduce animal lives? Are we satisfied with the bovine existence, or not quite angelic, pregnant with meaning, with substance, whatever it is, Hashem? The answer was there from the very beginning. As I understand the passage in Noach, Ki Yishchit Kol Basar Dakol La'aretz, Kol Basar, even the animal world, or the human world, has adopted animal characteristics. And Shavuos demands of us not only to be content to eat Seirim, but to see to it that which we eat, that you consume, that which both economically, gastronomically, gives a sense of elevation by humanization of our lives. That has a lot of course, some dimension which is symbolized by the chitim's both the same. You and I have long since not fully absorbed, internalized the difference to chitim and seirim. Your mother's probably cooked chitim. The chant itself is also suffice, not much more. So Chayakotzir, innocent as that phrase may be, good as it may be, it nonetheless, Yom Tov challenges us as individuals, as a nation, as Mekabli Torah, Levdi Torah, as submitting to the Ben Shleilam, Kalavar Shemaim, in every sense of the term. And that quality, that striving for excellence, that's striving for humanization, all of that is part of what Shavuos is all about. At different levels, different layers of resistance. So, we've had a biological year, this is Vedish. But we're certain that the level which we attained being here, it's always not sustained but built upon subsequently. The meaning, the value of being a yeshiva, you do it. The time that you're there, because I'll say, you're there for one day, it changes who you are. But secondly, of training and preparation, of building oneself as part of building his world, of building oneself both as a worldly person and as an Eved Hashem. The tools are here, the food is on the table. Let us eat as people admit it. Thank you. have chasnim. Chasnim, let's say chasnim of a doctor. I have several doctors, you can see. This is a doctor who started learning in this yeshiva. He comes here every Friday morning, he's here now. Every Shabbat Friday morning, it's 3 to 12. And he's here. His daughter's getting married tonight. So, you cut a couple of months? A couple of months. We're not cutting anything. You're not cutting, and I'm not cutting. Cultus.